Good morning. Hope you can find some way to stay cool today. Jasper and two neighboring counties have levels of COVID-19 transmission high enough to be included in new indoor masking guidance from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. The federal agency updated its guidance to recommend that fully vaccinated people wear masks indoors on areas with substantial and high transmission rates of COVID-19. Now, according to the agency's map, which covers transmission data collected through Sunday, 46 of Iowa's 99 counties were in either of those two categories. CDC says Jasper County has had a substantial transmission rate. Marion and Mahaska County listed in the high transmission rate category. The Biden administration releasing new COVID-19 guidelines for masks, and that's prompted a response from our governor. Kim Reynolds in a statement says telling fully vaccinated Iowans now to wear masks not only counterproductive to our vaccination efforts, but also not grounded in reality, according to the governor, or common sense. Says she's concerned that this guidance will be used as a vehicle to mandate masks in states and schools across the country, something she does not support. Reynolds says they'll continue to urge everyone to get vaccinated, as it's the strongest tool to combat COVID-19. In May, the Iowa legislature passed and the governor signed a bill preventing schools from instituting mask mandates. A Poweshiek County judge trying to decide whether Christian Bahena Rivera should get a new trial on his first-degree murder conviction for the July 2018 death of Molly Tibbetts. Bahena Rivera and his attorneys were in Montezuma yesterday arguing new evidence clears him of the crime. Nate Mackey, currently doing time in Oakdale for domestic violence, says an inmate that he met in the Keokuk County Jail last year, Gavin Jones, claimed he was the real killer of Molly Tibbetts.
He says, you know the guy that's being charged for it right now? I said, no, I don't. He's like, we set him up. He's like, it was a sex trafficking case gone wrong, and I stabbed her to death.
Under cross-examination, Prosecutor Scott Brown asked Mackey if he knew where Jones was the time Tibbetts was murdered.
You weren't aware that he was in the state's custody from September 2017 to December 2017?
No.
Were you aware that he was in a rehab facility from December 2017 to July 2018?
No.
He didn't tell you that?
No, yeah.
Did Gavin Jones tell you that after he left the rehab facility, he went to an assisted living under court supervision?
Didn't tell me none of that.
Judge Joel Yates has told Bahena Rivera's defense attorneys and prosecutors he'll issue a written ruling on the new trial for Bahena Rivera as soon as possible. And an Oskaloosa man was seriously injured in a car motorcycle accident last night on Highway 163, about 6 miles west of Oskaloosa. According to the Iowa State Patrol, 65-year-old Patrick Lewis Scanlon had to be flown to Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. He was headed west when his motorcycle was rear-ended by a car. The accident happened around 5:20 last night. It's still under investigation by the Iowa State Patrol and the Mahaska County Sheriff's Department. Driver of the car, who was not injured, has been identified as Stephanie Elaine Nicholson of Ellsworth. That is your KCOB News this hour. I'm Randy Van. Enjoy your afternoon. Stay cool.